Ian, huge congratulations. Has it come much sweeter than that?
No, not really. That was absolutely amazing. It's fantastic.
I mean, it was an extraordinary race to the extent of, I don't know how many horses you passed from the last fence.
Yeah, I know. Early on, I was never really travelling, but Mr. King said to me, just sit, don't bust him, just sit where you can, and just, you know, you can only go as fast as you can go. And so I had to sort of sit and suffer a little bit, but I was quite confident that once I got down the hill and if I could get him rolling and passing a few, he'd start wanting to pass the next one. And he was so tough. I mean, like, down to second last and the last, he was you know, head down and just galloped all the way to the line. It was fantastic.
I mean, to see that race like that, they went so fast, I think probably there's a few petrol tanks reading empty at the last, yeah, which yeah. might just have helped you.
Yeah, definitely. And I knew that, like, stamina would be his forte. Obviously, he's won over three around Kempton, and, you know, he's won the Feltham in soft ground around Kempton over 3 miles, and I knew once we got the rain today that would help. So he's just out, you know, ground it out really.
What does it mean to you? Because I know you've had your fair share. I mean, you've been to one or two more casualty departments than any man ought to have been in your time.
I know, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It's right, that's that there with the best days of my life. It's fantastic, yeah.
And the moment you turn in with this new stand and you see them almost up in the clouds cheering you in, is that lump in the throat even for the winning jockey?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to ride some nice winners here, but that one was really sweet to do that. And you know, obviously the owners, the connections of the horse were very kind to keep me, you know, keep me with it, you know, the partnership in with him moving to Mr. King's. And you know, I can't thank them enough really for giving me the opportunity.
And I would imagine too that this is only one of a number of good days potentially with this horse, because, you know, the way he's finished today, there's another big race in there somewhere.
Hopefully, I mean, fair play to everyone, you know, Mr. King and all his team, because they've done a fantastic job with him. He's, you know, he's to get here, come here first time of the season, no, you know, no prep run or anything. He's come here and he's, you know, to do it like that. He's obviously a very talented horse, and, you know, I just enjoy today, and, you know, I'm very, very thankful.
And can I say that to a lot of people who've seen the ups and downs of Ian Popham in racing, to see you walk in here with a huge smile means an awful lot to us. It's a big win for one of the good guys.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.